Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Pistons in action tonight at LCA against Utah. Team's not disappointing right now. Not disappointing right now. Happy with the start to the season. And hopefully you can add to the streak. 5-2. So 5-1 since the disastrous opener that had people calling and complaining. And it's just what we do here in Detroit. Disastrous openers bounce back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Pistons back in action. They're fun to watch. They're playing winning basketball for sure. Want to continue to see the evolution of this team with these young players that they're playing so well. And you know, one night might be Asar Thompson, next night's Ron Holland. You're seeing Jalen Duren turn into a really good player here. And Cade Cunningham is having more and more games where he is a superstar player. Mm-hmm. Jalen Duren.
Wings lose 1-0 at Vegas. Did you stay up and watch it?
Yeah.
I did not.
Although this was a rarity, I did watch the third period from my bedroom. Normally I'll stay in front of the big TV.
Kenny, did you stay up and watch it last night?
Yes, I did.
1-0.
There was not much to excited about from
the it was one of those games where you watch the whole game and realize that nothing happened.
Like there were the three power plays the entire game between both teams.
Yeah, and it felt like I had a tough time staying up watching this thing.
Yeah, I did too. That's why I went to my bed.
Patrick Kane's coming back.
Might be back on Friday night against the Rangers. Red Wings, I think the next four games are at home, so that's good for them. Good opportunity to get some points. Mm-hmm. But last night, I mean, there weren't even that many chances for them to score last night. It was just one of these boring games, and then all of a sudden. The Knights score, and then they go on a little bit of a tear for the next 10 minutes where they look really good offensively, and Gibson's playing out of his mind and net to try to keep it a one-goal game, and he did. I think he had 33 saves on 34 shots. So he was good. That's a positive take out of it. But offensively, there just wasn't much there.
Was there a lot of Wings fans in the crowd last night, Gator?
Yes.
Dude, those West Coast games are like that. Last night it was LCA, the Vegas Post. The night before, two nights before, it was San Jose, the San Jose Post, yeah. LCA San Jose Post.
Anaheim.
It's crazy. And I've always loved it. Red Wings score a goal and the place goes nuts.
I was talking, well, we knew Red Wings fans always travel and stuff like that, especially the West Coast, like you mentioned, Doug. But ever since Vegas became a team, I feel like if I was a big Red Wing fan, that'd be on my schedule every year to plan that
trip.
Right. You know, like it's.
And I think it probably is.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Because
I was thinking the exact same thing last night. I'm like, oh, yeah, Vegas. Maybe I should plan a trip to Vegas during when the Red Wings are in
town.
Maybe
take some time off then. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Right.
But I went to a game 20 years ago in Anaheim and saw the Red Wings play in Anaheim. And I was surprised then at how many Red Wing fans there were in the crowd. And my friend's like, yeah, that's how it is out here, man. Red Wing fans are all over California.
Any other note, Jack Flaherty opts back in for $20 million. He'll be back.
That surprises me not even for a half a second.
Really?
Well, because I don't think Flaherty had a great season. So do you want to turn down guaranteed $20 million to enter free agency where who knows what you're going to get? Or do you want to try to do your up-down theory in your career?
Mm-hmm.
We have a good season followed by a bad season followed by a good season. Okay, so if this was a bad season for Jack Flaherty, then you're counting on yourself to have a good season, get your $20 million, which is an extraordinary amount of money, and then parlay that into another three-year deal in the offseason with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess given the market, I thought he'd jump into the market here and see what was out there.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of starting pitching in the market, which may say why he's staying at 20.
I saw this somewhere. Let me see if I can find it, and I can't. I got to sift through a lot of stuff here regarding Flaherty. But, I mean, you either pitch well or you won't be part of the rotation. Like, they're in a situation now where, you know, I guess it depends if Scooble's gone.
Well, Flaherty
poses a strong possibility.
When Flaherty's on, he's great, right? We've seen that where he can be great, and when he's not, he's completely hittable, and it's frustrating. The question I have with Jack Flaherty is longevity. I mean, they have him here for this season. They have to now because he opted back into it. So hopefully, we're getting good Jack Flaherty. But you know, Jack Flaherty's been dealing with a back injury for years. He gets the injections. I think this is multiple years where he's had the back injections. That concerns me, you know, and it's so it is what it is. The contract they gave him last offseason was a 2-year deal with the second year being an option for the player. The player picked up the option. Okay, good. Let's go. Move on with him. And if it's bad Jack Flaherty again, then you got to deal with it. But if it's good, that's going to help while it's still gives them a window of opportunity to try to figure some things out with the rotation with some other guys. Is Rhys Olson really a piece? Is Casey Mize really a piece? You know, will we see Jackson Jobe get back and make an entrance next season, make an appearance next season at some point? You know, healing up. Is Melton the guy?
So this from Lynn Henning, who's covered the Tigers forever. Jack Flaherty sticking with the Tigers is a surprise. Free agent market looks lucrative for starters. He seemed poised for a big multi-year deal. Tigers get a break two ways here. Flaherty for another year at $20 million and an opportunity to offer a qualifying offer next fall and get a draft pick. So Henning was surprised.
Yeah, I guess I would. Well, I'm obviously disagreeing with Lynn. I think that I think the market getting bigger by the day for starting pitchers that are going into free agency. And I mean, if you were a team, would you be willing to give Jack Flaherty like a 3-year, $60 million contract?
Probably not, but I'm sometimes surprised at what veterans get. And then there's this breaking news from Justin Rogers of the Detroit Football Network. The Lions have also started Josh Pascal's practice clock.
All right, so he's back at practice. That's good news. Mm-hmm. That's great news.
Yep.
To get him back.
Yep. I will say this. They have done a phenomenal job, the Detroit Lions, at bouncing back after losses. But I'm not sure that any will have as much of a swing of emotional response as making sure they win this game this Sunday. I think if they win this game Sunday, everything will be fine. Depending on how the game goes, I guess.
I think you have to put a caveat in there, provided that they win by how many? And how many points are they scoring? Because if it's like a 20-17 game that they win, just win. It's tough to win in the NFL, but I don't think winning by 3 against a beat-up Washington team is going to make anybody say, oh,
probably
we're back.
Not. If they lose this game the next week, I actually will be probably pretty bothered by it, but I think Detroit will be in full-on panic.
I'll be taking next week off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I bumped into a member of this radio station who works on the morning show that said, I'm fried. This morning was draining because of the panic that has set in over the events of the 72 hours between Sunday and the loss and then not doing anything at the trade deadline.
Heather's had it, huh?
It wasn't Heather.
Oh.
No. 248-539-9797. It was Tom. Tom had a rough morning.
Tom's had a lot of rough mornings, I think.
Should we give him a hug next time we see him?
Tom could use a hug.
Yeah. No, I get it, though. I mean, there are times where seriously, you do this job for some, there are times you walk away, you get in your car, you're driving home, and you're like, why do I feel beat up?
Right. It's bad enough that you've got your own disappointment to deal with and then taking on the world's disappointment.
Yep.
Sure, fair enough. But that's the job. And I'm not as disappointed as some. I know you're not either. You're not even as disappointed as I am, but nothing they can do about it now. And so now the focus is on the last 9 games of the season or 10 games of the season. Last 9 games of the season. Time to focus on that. I hope they can stay healthy. I'm glad to hear they're getting guys back to see if they can integrate them into this team and get into rotations and make this team better. But they've got to get better. They've got to get better on offense. They got to figure this offensive line thing out and make sure that they can run the football again. If they can't run the football again, Doug, if we're back to the days of Matthew Stafford was here and we were pining for having a running back that was worthy of getting 1,000 yards and all that, It's a major problem. These running backs are too good. They're just too good. I don't know how much of it is on them. Are they, you know, hitting the wrong holes or are they hesitating or too much, you know, east-west stuff, not enough north-south? Or is it, you know, a problem with the offensive line? I tend to think it's probably more on the line than it is on the running backs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.